probably in a different direction. I told Brother Eric and Brother Levi on Thursday night, I said, man, I've been preaching Mother's Day now for 22 years. I've preached 22 Mother's Day sermons, and there's only so many sermons you can get out of Mother's Day. And I told him, I said, man, I've been praying God give me something fresh for Mother's Day. And the Lord did. Brother Eric made a statement during the invitation on Friday night. And I leaned over and told Levi, I said, there it is. There's my thought for Mother's Day. And the Lord let us develop that thing. And Lord willing, we're going to preach it to you this morning. Proverbs chapter number 31. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Verse number 10. The Bible said, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. In other words, he's saying when you can find a good and a godly woman, that she's priceless. You can't put a price on a good wife. You can't put a price on a good mama. Amen. My mother is priceless. She's irreplaceable. The Bible said the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat for her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth in her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hand holds the distant. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children, pay attention to this, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Amen. Hey, you ought to brag on your mama. Not just to others, but to her. Men, you ought to praise your wife a little bit. Hey, we just read it. That's Bible, right? Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. I read that scripture again on the airplane coming home yesterday. I read that scripture on the airplane, and this thought came to my mind after I got to verse 31. I thought, wow, mama, what a job. What a job it is to be a mother. I'll never forget before my oldest daughter Ashley was to graduate. We were in chapel service and somebody preached about how you had to go to Bible school and go to Bible college, this, that, and the other. And on Sunday night after church, she was waiting on me outside my office and wanted to ride home with me. And I could tell something was wrong with her. And I said, honey, what's the matter? And she started crying. She said, Daddy, I don't want to let you down. I said, honey, you're not letting me down. What's on your mind? And she busted out crying. She said, I don't want to go to Bible college. That's why I never said you had to. I said, what do you want to do? I'll never forget what she said. She said, I want to be a wife and a mama, just like mine. And I thought to myself right then, there is no higher calling on the face of this planet than to be a mother. God made you different than He made us. God equipped you with some things and emotions and feelings that we do not have.
Amen.
Thank God for mamas. Amen. I thought about, just as a way of introduction, I thought about the reason for mama. The reason for mama. It's pretty simple. Here we are.
Amen.
Without your mama, If you'd have had two daddies, you wouldn't be here. Amen. Without your mother, you would not exist. You say, well, my mother's a bad mother. She got you here. My mother didn't raise me right. She brought you into this world. My mama used to tell me, Brother William, I brought you into the world, I'll take you out. And there's a couple of times I thought she was going to. There's a time or two if she'd have caught me, she probably would. Amen. The reason for mama, she brought us into this world. Not only does the reason stop there, but the reason for mama follows us all the days of our life. Man, when I was a kid, if I got hurt, I didn't want daddy. I wanted mama. Till this day, if my heart's breaking, I want mama. Amen. I'm 50 years old, and I'm still a mama's boy. Amen. You say, oh, you little mama's boy. You got that right. Amen. Thank God for mama. The reason for mama. Not only the reason for mama, but let's think about the responsibility of mama. I think that is greater responsibility than the President of the United States. Amen. The responsibility. Ladies, you have one of the greatest responsibilities on you in the entire world. Our future depends on how you raise your children. Amen. And there is a great decline in child rearing in America today. Amen. I was in South Philadelphia week before last, and I saw some kids running around that town, and I thought, boy, where is your mama? Amen. I thought I'd left and went to a third world country. I ain't never seen nothing like it. Gangs, I'm talking about gang members. I mean, it's bad. Hey, we need some mamas who will rise up to the challenge of their responsibility. Hey, I don't want to get in a disagreement with anybody about the riots in Baltimore. I don't care what a cop doesn't give you a right to burn nothing. Amen. Two rights don't make a wrong. If somebody does something wrong and he's guilty of it, that doesn't mean you go steal stuff. But I thank God for that little mama who run out in the middle of the street and jacked that boy up from the floor up. Amen. I stood up in the living room and bowed to the dear lady. She run out in the road and started slapping him upside his head. Man, he took his hoodie down and headed for home. And she is following right behind him. And the mad would get on her again. And she'd run up behind him and pop him again. He'd start walking a few steps. She'd get hit her again. She whooped that boy all the way to the house. How many of you ever been whooped to the house? Talk to me. Well, I disagree with spanking your children. God have mercy on you when you go visit yours in jail. I don't know, but I got a good idea that boy won't do no looting no time soon. Why? Because there's a mama at home who wasn't afraid to jack her kid up on national television. Now, if that had been me slapping on him at Walmart, they'd have put me in jail. But they ought to give that lady a trophy. Amen. The reason for mama, the responsibility of mama. But then there's the resources for mama. The resources for mama. Isn't it odd you got women on television telling people how they ought to raise their kids, ain't got none? I know that ain't good English. I don't need advice from Oprah Winfrey telling me how to raise my kid. Somebody help me right there. Amen. Hey, I got the greatest resource for child rearing in the world. There it is right there. The B-I-B-L-E, the good old Bible. That old King James Bible. It'll tell you how to raise your kids. Hey, you've got the resource. Hey, God's give you a good church to raise your kids up in. Amen. Somebody said years ago, I heard them, they said you shouldn't whip your child. The Bible said beat him. I ain't for child abuse. I catch you abusing your child, I'll be the one to call DFAT. Or we'll have a group of men gather around your house and we'll have a meeting with you. Amen. Amen. That's what God put this little meaty part back here. That's what, boy, it got quiet on me. That's what's wrong with some of your youngins. They need a good old-fashioned whooping. We didn't get whippings at our house. We got whoopings. And I had to choose my own punishment. Mama would say, go cut me a hickory. And if I brought her one of them little old bitty ones like that, she'd whoop me with it till it broke and then make me go get a good one. I've done the circle dance many a days, amen? They said, you're going to learn them kids. Here I am, healthy, have no bitterness in my heart. Them psychiatrists say, did your mother beat you as a child? Didn't yours? I meet with a psychiatrist 5 minutes, he'd be taking his own medicine, I guarantee you. He'll have to leave and go see his shrink after that. I thought about the reasons for mama and the responsibility of mama, then the resource for mama. But then lastly, in the introduction, I thought about the reward for mama. The reward for mama. I don't know where Miss Darlene is or Miss Kelsey's mom. Isn't it a reward when you get to hold that grandbaby in your arm? What a reward. What a reward. When you get to see all your work that it wasn't in vain, all your prayers that you prayed, all them lonely nights that you prayed for your child, and to get to see them turn out right, what a reward. Man, that's a payday. That's a payday. Today, as you call your mother or go see your mother and you give her a little gift, amen, she deserves all that money could buy. But that's a reward that her children grow up and they still call her blessed. They still call her blessed. They still honor their mother. There's a show on television that I think they need to add mamas to. Dirtiest Jobs. Have y'all seen that show? Dirtiest Jobs. It's got men cleaning out septic tanks. They show some of the grossest stuff on there. Dirtiest Jobs. That man, I don't know his name, he'd do anything to get on TV. Amen. I think mama ought to be included. Snot wiping with their bare hands. They'll just reach out there. I mean, like it ain't nothing. Pick boogers, change diapers. Amen. I used to put on a mask before I'd change a diaper. Amen. Amen. If Sister Angie went away and Levi messed his diaper, I'd kind of look at it and think, it'll wait. He'd get to walking around the house like that. Angie'd come home, she'd say, how long's he been dirty? I said, oh, I didn't know he had a dirty diaper. I looked on the box and it said 10 to 15 pounds. So I figured it'd hold for a while, amen. Thank God for mama. I was talking to a fellow a while back whose wife had died. He was raising small children by himself. And I thought, my soul. I don't know how in the world. All three of my children are in church this morning. But if I'd have had to raise them by myself, I ain't no telling where they'd be. Thank God. Thank God for mama. I want to talk about mama's role. And I'm going to try to hurry through this. I know it's 5 after 11 in Alabama. We'll get out of here in just a few minutes. Listen, I want to talk about mother's role. Mother's role. I just thought about some ladies through the Bible. And I was going to have you turn to all of them, but I'm not. I'm going to wait till the last two and have you maybe look at those. But I thought about in Genesis chapter 2 and verse number 18, the Bible said that God saw that it was not good for the man to be alone. So he made him a help meet suitable for him. And he created the woman. God made a help for Adam. I thought about Eve. She was the first mother of the human race. She gave birth to Cain and Abel there and outside the Garden of Eden. And Eve became the first mother. But God said that she was a help to Adam. She was a help to Adam. Thank God, I am not my wife's boss. Amen. And regardless what she thinks, she's not my boss. I let her believe that from time to time, but she ain't my boss. She's my helper. Amen. 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 My wife is my helper, and what a help she has been. Amen. Somebody said, it was back during our revival, we had a revival on marriage, and Brother Tim Fallure said, through the years, he's always heard marriage is 50-50. He said, that's wrong. Marriage is not 50-50, it's 100-100. Amen. Amen. I'd have to say today that through 31 years of marriage, that probably 90% of the time my wife has given 100%. I wish I could say that. Thank God for the help God's given us. Men, Levi asked me Friday, he said, what'd you get mama for Mother's Day? I said, nothing. She ain't my mama. And he just busted out laughing. I thought, really, she ain't my mama. But you know what? She is my children's mother.
Amen.
She is my children's mother, and she has been a great help to me. Has your wife been a help to you? I'm talking about the role of mama. Ladies, you ought to be a help to your husband. Amen. And you probably are. I thought about Jochebed. Anybody know who Jochebed is? How about this? Do you know who Moses is? Moses, who led the children of Israel out of bondage. Moses, who was raised in adversity. He was raised outside his home. He was raised by the Egyptians, and God raised him up to do great and mighty things. Parted the Red Sea. We know God did it, but he used Moses. And led God's children out of bondage. I thought about Jochebed and what she did. They were going through Egypt, and they were killing all the little Hebrew baby boys. And Jochebed made a great sacrifice for her son. She hid him. She put him in a little ark of bulrush in Exodus chapter 2 and verse number 3. And she floated him down the river and sent him to the Egyptians. So that her son could live, she was willing to give him up. So that her son could live, she was willing to give him up. Oh, what a sacrifice that mamas make. Eve helped Adam. Jochebed hid Moses. Now listen, people say you shouldn't shelter your kids. You're out of your mind.
Amen.
You ought to let them get out there and experience the world. You're crazy.
Amen.
Man, there's some things we ought to hide our children from.
Yes, sir.
There's some things that they don't need to know about. There's some things that they don't need to experience.
Amen.
When Ashley started school, I don't know if it was kindergarten or first grade, and she went to New Georgia Elementary, and she got on the bus that morning. We saw her off to school and cried and all that good stuff, and she'd come home from school that day, and she got off the bus, and she was crying. And Angie said, honey, what's the matter? She said, all those kids at school made fun of me. And she said, what for? She said, because I don't know who Michael Jackson is. I thought, what a compliment.
Yeah.
What a compliment. My kid don't know who Michael Jackson is. You say, what's wrong with Michael Jackson? We won't even go there. We won't even go there. Are we okay this morning? Man, there's some things we need to hide our children from. I don't want my children to know the experience of methamphetamines. I don't want my children to know the experience or the feeling of alcohol and marijuana and all that stuff. Hey, thank God for some mamas who have sheltered their kids. Amen. That's our responsibility. Protect them at any cost. Jochebed was willing to give her son up that he might live. Man, what a mama. What a mama. And then them Egyptian women needed somebody to nurse that baby. And there was a little sister standing by and said, I know a lady who can nurse him.
Amen.
Took him right back to Jochebed, his mother. What a blessing. What a blessing for ladies who is a help in their home. I know, ladies, some things y'all do amaze me. Amaze me. A lot of people preach that it ain't right for the woman to work outside of the home. That Proverbs 31 woman did.
Yes, sir.
She did. Listen, I know the day and time we live. I know what it takes. Hey, if your wife's a stay-at-home mom, hallelujah. But there's ladies that work outside the home. They work 8 hours a day. And then they come home and they got another good 8 hours at the house. They come in, get the homework, get the supper, get the stuff ready, wash the clothes. I mean, it's amazing what you guys do. I would need 7 5-hour energy drinks to do what some of you ladies do. Amen. Man, when I worked a public job, I worked construction, worked hard all day long. When I got home, all I wanted was a glass of tea and my recliner. Shut up, I'm trying to hear something. Can I get a witness right there? Some of you men too sorry to agree. You know how we are. Amen. Thank God for mothers. She's a help to Adam. Eve was. Jochebed hid Moses. In 1 Samuel chapter number 1 and verse number 9, we have a lady by the name of Hannah. Hannah was childless. She was barren. And she began to pray in the temple, but no words came out of her mouth. And Eli the priest mocked her. He thought she was drunk. Hannah was weeping. She was hurting. She was burdened. You know what she was burdened for? A child. A child. Eve helped Adam. Jochebed hid Moses, but Hannah hurt for Samuel. Hannah hurt for Samuel. Thank God for a weeping mama. Thank God for a weeping mother. I don't know how many nights I heard my mama pray, come in the middle of the night and that light be on under her door. And I can hear my mama in there praying, God, help my boy. God, don't let him get killed. God, oh, tear after tear after tear after tear she shed for me. I believe mama's prayers is why I'm here today. I guarantee there's some of you, mama and grandmama prayed. Amen. When you was out there in the world running wild and running crazy, and they loved you anyway in spite of your sin and in spite of your mess, they'd bow down on their knee beside the bed and they'd weep and they'd hurt for you.
Amen.
Thank God. Hey, there's nothing like a mother's broken heart. Nothing like a mother's broken heart. I've been to the Carroll County Jail. I've been to the Douglas County Jail. I've been to the Paulding County Jail. I've been to every jail in this area visiting sons of mothers in this church. It's never failed when I'm visiting in the jail. You know, you sit down on the little bench and you got the glass or the thing you talk through. You got the little telephone. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Never fails while I'm visiting at the jail. There'll be a mama come in. She'll sit down on the bench beside me and wait. They'll come lead her baby boy. He'll sit down across from that glass. Never been a time I hadn't seen a mama at the jail. All the times I've been, I've seen one every single time. Seen that mama put her little hand up on that glass. Tears rolled down her face. Doesn't matter what that kid did. That mama loves that boy. And she hurts for that boy. Amen. Hey, we ought to thank God for some praying mamas. We ought to thank God we've had some mamas who carried a burden for us and hurt for us and prayed for us. Eve helped Adam. Jochebed hid Moses. Hannah hurt for Samuel. In Luke chapter 7, verse number 25, there's a woman. She's a Syrophoenician woman. She's an outsider. She's a Jew. Her daughter is sick. She comes to Jesus and asks for help, and Jesus said it wasn't meat to give the child, it wasn't good to give the children's meat to the dogs. And she agreed. She said, yes, Lord. And the Lord answered her prayer, healed her daughter. This Syrophoenician woman was humbled for her daughter. Jesus called her a dog. You know what she did? She agreed. She agreed. She humbled herself for her daughter. Man, I'm telling you, raising children, pride needs to go out the window.
Amen.
Pride goeth before destruction, haughty spirit before a fall. And raising children and raising a family, pride needs to go out the window. Quit worrying about what everybody else thinks and do what's right for our children.
Amen.
Society, don't listen to society. Hillary will tell you it takes a village to raise a child. Hillary's outside her brain.
Amen.
The woman's got problems. She needs a psychiatrist. I ain't taking a political stand. I'm just making an obvious statement. It ain't none of society's or the village's business how I raise my child.
Amen.
And it's not the village's. Hey, when your kid's sick in the middle of the night, the village ain't going to be there.
Amen.
I don't know what she's talking about, a village. Anyway, we don't live in the jungle. It takes a village to raise a child. You crazy. It takes a mama and a daddy.
Amen.
To raise a child. That's why I don't butt in y'all's business. Amen. My job's to preach this book to you. I don't come inside your home and say, now you need to do this for your kid. You need to. Now it's your kid. You do it like you want.
Amen.
It turns out good, glory to God. It turns out bad, it ain't my fault.
Amen.
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 It takes a mom and a daddy to raise a child. Hey, we're going to preach to them. We're not here to raise your children.
Amen.
We're here to help you. We're here to aid you. When we had our Christian school, people would bring kids that have been kicked out of high school. They're already teenagers. They're already smoking dope. They're already experiencing sex and all that kind of stuff. And they bring them kids to us and say, fix them. A lot of times I wanted to look across the desk and say, you broke it.
Amen.
Amen. Christian school is not the answer.
That's
right. Let me go a step further. Y'all swallow real good. Church is not the answer.
Amen.
Mom, dad, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
There's the answer.
Amen.
Everything else is here to aid and to help you. That Cyrenaican woman humbled herself for her daughter. Many times, especially when we had our Christian school, we would tell the parents that the child has done this or the child has done that, and they'd get so mad and defensive. I've seen people whose kids got in trouble. It embarrassed them so bad they got out of church. Man, you better humble yourself.
Amen.
I've had mothers look at me and say, not my child. Yeah, your child. When your kids are little, you think they'll never do anything bad. Then they start growing up. And you realize they're capable of anything. Honestly, the day Levi had his wreck and was in a coma, when the lady called me on the phone, she said, are you Levi Wyatt's dad? I'm thinking, what has he done? I really did. I thought, what did he do? I didn't know he was about dead. But the first thought came to my mind was, what has he done? Amen. When I was growing up, if a teacher told my mother I did this or that, she didn't even hear my side. She just whooped me. Amen. If I got 5 licks at school, I got 5 when I got home. Amen. That teacher would say, he did this, he did that. I'd say, but mama, she said, shut up, boy. Amen. Kid will lie to you. You better humble yourself and realize those children are capable of anything. Amen. Eve was a help for Adam. Jochebed hid Moses. Hannah hurt for Samuel. Shut them doors for me back there, Stacy. This Cyrenaican woman, she humbled herself for her daughter. 2 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 5. Paul talks about the faith of Timothy's mother and grandmother. He talks about a lady named Lois and a lady named Eunice. And he credits them for where Timothy is. And I want to say that Lois and Eunice provided a heritage for Timothy. Like me, many of you sitting here this morning, we have a godly heritage. We're saved and on our way to heaven because of mama and daddy. Are you listening? He didn't mention Lois's husband. He didn't mention Eunice's husband. He just mentioned the mother and the grandmother. I could list 3 in my life. There's mama, there's Granny Faye, and there's Granny Fuller, who made a tremendous impact on my life. There's really 4, my meemaw. It was from North Carolina, but I didn't spend a whole lot of time with her like I did the others. Man, I had a great heritage. I've seen everyone, my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, I've seen every one of them pray. I've heard every one of them pray. I've seen every one of them read the Bible. I've had every one of them tell me, hey, son, the Bible says. You know something I've never done? I've never gambled. I've never had a gambling problem. I'm going to wrap this up really quick. When I was second or third grade, maybe about third grade, we used to trade stuff at New Georgia Elementary School. I mean, we brought stuff to school just to swap. We swapped pocket knives. This was back when America was America.
Amen.
And a kid could carry a pocket knife to school. Yeah. And you wasn't afraid he was going to cut somebody's head off with it. Because he knew if he did, Mama would cut his head off when he got home.
Amen.
But I had a Barlow pocket knife. Anybody know what a Barlow is? You could buy them for like $2 or $3. Had a Barlow pocket knife and a tip was broke off. I took that thing to school and we were sitting at lunch. The boy across from me had a deck of bicycle playing cards. And he was doing magic tricks. And he could shuffle them cards like that, you know. And I thought, that's the coolest thing. But I dug down my pocket and I got that Barlow. I said, trade you that Barlow for them cards. He said, you got a deal. I said, but you got to teach me a magic trick. And you got to show me how to do that. And he did. I got off school bus every day at my great-grandmother's house. It was wintertime. I went flying in the house, and Granny was in the kitchen. And I said, Granny, come in here. Come in here. I got to show you something. She sat down at the kitchen table, and I took them cards out of that deck, and I went. She went, oh, Lord, baby. Oh, baby. No, no, that's wicked. I'll never forget it. She took me in the living room where the fire was burning in the fireplace. And she took them bicycle playing cards and she set me down on her knee. She said, baby, these are evil. She said, these things have the devil in them. Man, I'm in the second grade. I'm scared to death. She said, I want to show you something. And I'm sitting on her knee and she sat down in front of that fireplace and she started flicking them things in the fire. She said, watch the demons go up the chimney. I ain't lying. My eyes is that big around. All of a sudden, them flames turned green and yellow and blue. She said, you see them? You see them, baby? I know now that was the ink in the cards. But back in, son, that was Beelzebub in the flesh. Somebody at school say, you want to play odd and even? Nope, 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 nope. Ain't never had a problem with gambling. Why? Had a godly heritage. Amen. Thank God for some mamas who would teach their children. I'll be honest with you, I believe my granny really thought those was demons. I really do. She is old-time country. Granny, I believe she thought them was demons going up the chimney. We had an exorcism right there in the living room. Amen. Thank God for the heritage that we have. I cannot really remember in my mind a time when I was not in church. Cannot really remember. I know my mother got faithful in church when I was 4 years old. And I don't remember much before I was four. It's hard to remember a time when we weren't faithful in church. I don't remember a time when my mother wasn't at home what she was at church. Thank God for a godly heritage. Amen. I got two more and I'm done. I want you to go to Luke chapter number one. Luke chapter number one. I'm talking about the role of mama. The role of mama. We're getting down to the most important role of mama. Luke chapter number one. I want everybody looking at it. If I can find it, I'll read it to you. Now listen carefully. Mary, the mother of Jesus, is pregnant with Jesus. Her cousin Elizabeth, she's pregnant with John. When they get together, John leaps in his mother's womb. Now watch this carefully. In verse 41. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spoke out with a loud voice and saying, listen to this, talking about Mary. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Here it is. Now watch this. And whence is this to me that the mother of, say the next two words with me, my Lord should come to me. I never caught that before. Elizabeth is the first person to acknowledge who that baby is. She's the very first person. We think it's Hark the Herald Angels. No, it was Elizabeth before Jesus was ever born. She said, that's the Lord. We need some mothers who will herald the name of the Lord. We need some mothers who will look at their children and say it's Jesus or nothing. It's not the Muhammad way. It's not the Buddha way. It's not the Muslim way. Are you listening? It's not the Mormon way. It's not the Jehovah's Witness way. And by the way, it's not the Baptist way. Hey, it's the Jesus way. She heralded the name of the Lord. We need some people who will lift up, some moms who will lift up the name of Jesus in their home. I remember when I was little, I would say things like, "My God, oh, that was bad." And it still is. My great-grandmother would say, "Son, you don't take the Lord's name in vain in my house." Man, the Lord was exalted in my life at an early, early age. I don't remember a time when I did not know who Jesus was. You say, "What's the big deal about that?" I'm going to heaven when I die. I didn't get sprinkled as a child. I'm not counting on a baptism. I'm counting on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, I could have been born in a Muslim's home. I could have been born up north in the Catholicism. Thank God I was born where somebody knew this book and told me about Jesus from a very early age. I don't remember it, but they say when I was a little bitty fella that I would turn a cardboard box upside down and pretend like it was a pulpit. And you know what I'd do? As a little bitty boy, preach. That's what I'd pretend. Later on, I'd pretend to be a cowboy and all that kind of stuff. But from a little bitty fella, I'd turn a cardboard box upside down, beat on that box and say, "You must be born again." Amen. They had not a clue what I was talking about, but it was ingrained in me from an early age. Thank God for a mother who will herald the Lord Jesus Christ and uplift the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you look at Luke chapter number 2, right here where we are. Just for a second, I want to talk about the greatest mother who ever lived. She's not the way to heaven. Contrary to what many may believe, she doesn't hear our prayers. She's not the mediator between us and God. She's simply the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love this. Luke chapter 2 and verse number 7. The Bible said, "And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." Eve was a help for Adam. Jochebed hid Moses. Hannah hurt for Samuel. The Syrophoenician woman, she humbled herself for her daughter. Lois and Eunice, they provided a great heritage for Timothy. Elizabeth, she heralded the Lord Jesus Christ. Lastly, and I'm done, Mary hailed Jesus. Mary hailed Jesus. Jesus. I'm 50 years old. It still feels good. Mama holds me. As a pastor of 22 years, I wouldn't even try to guess how many funerals I've had to preach in 22 years. Some of them very tough. My Aunt Gail passed away, my mama's sister, who was like a best friend to me growing up. She was the one I could go tell what I thought I couldn't tell mama. And she passed away and I had to preach her funeral. I'll never forget sitting in Clark's funeral home. And I was sitting there by the casket and my heart was busting. And it was almost time for the funeral. And in my heart, my mind was saying, "You can't do this. You can't get through this. You can't do this." And I was just standing there holding my head. And I felt some very familiar arms wrap around me. It was my mom. Through the hardest days of my life, my mama's been there. No matter what. Even when it's days when I'd made some pretty bad decisions, made some pretty bad choices. There ain't nothing like being in mama's arms. Thank God for a mama who will hold their child. And Mary had the greatest honor of all. She got to hold the darling Lamb of God that one that taketh away the sin of the world. Whew. Mama, what a job. What a job. And I'm glad to say, at least here, we've got some. If we had to do an evaluation like you would on a job, you'd pass with flying colors. We got some fine mothers in this church, and I thank God for you. Thanks for the job you're doing. Let's stand to our feet, Brother Todd, Ashley, Levi, whatever y'all were going to sing a while ago. Y'all sing for the invitation. Listen to me carefully this morning. We've pretty much been having altar call ever since we got here today. Had two young men already here saved this morning. Praise the Lord for that. But we're going to have altar call this morning. I don't want to leave without you having the opportunity. So let's bow our heads all over the house. If you're here this morning, you're saved. You're on your way to heaven. Praise the Lord. Maybe you'd just like to come get on your knees and thank God for the mama he gave you. Maybe ask God to help you to be a better son or a better daughter, to have more respect or to honor them better than what you have. But there may be somebody here this morning, you've never been saved. You don't know if you died today, heaven would be your home. I wouldn't embarrass you. I wouldn't come to you. We don't do that. I just want to pray for you. If you just slip up your hand and say, Brother Eddie, I'm not sure if I died today, heaven would be my home. Please pray for me. Anybody, just slip up your hand. Put it right back down. Thank you. Look up here. They're going to sing. If your mama's in this service this morning, it would not be out of line if you put your arms around her, tell her you love her this morning while they sing. Thank her for wiping your snotty nose. Thank her for changing your dirty diapers. Putting a cold rag on your fevered brow. Sitting up with you all hours of the night while you were sick. Tell her you love her this morning. Thank her for everything she's done. Y'all go ahead and sing, kids. You need the altar, you come. Do you mind the Lord this morning?
I've had more gains than losses. I've have known more joy than hurt, and His grace fell down upon me undeserved. God's been good in my life.
Sing it out if you know it.
God's been good.